Page 68. Exercise B. Reading. Read about problems with public Wi-Fi. What surprised you the most?
Using public Wi-Fi networks. So it's your first trip away from home, and you've got your smartphone, your tablet, or laptop with you, and you plan to keep up with everything and stay in touch while you're away. You're thinking, no sweat, there are Wi-Fi hotspots everywhere, and it's free. Well, before you lull yourself into a false sense of security, consider the downside of all that free Wi-Fi. If you connect to a public Wi-Fi network and send information through websites or mobile apps, it might be accessed by someone else who can, for example, use your credit information to make online purchases. Okay, that's not the end of the world, you say, because an unusual buying pattern usually trips a fraud alert at the credit card company. They'll contact you, and you'll confirm you didn't make the purchase. The card will be canceled, limiting or preventing any damage, so no harm done. But here's a downside. An imposter could use your email account to impersonate you and scam people in your contact lists. In addition, a hacker could test your username and password to try to gain access to other websites, including sites that store your financial information. Worst-case scenario? Someone could actually steal your financial identity and pose as you to clean out your bank accounts, removing all your hard-earned money. Repairing a stolen identity can take a long time and cause a lot of hassle. Identity theft is no joke. Prevent it at all costs. So beware. If you send email, share digital photos and videos, use social networks, or bank online, you're sending personal information over the internet. How to protect yourself? Think encryption. Encryption scrambles the information you send over the internet into a code so it's unintelligible and therefore not accessible to others. If you're on a public wireless hotspot, send personal information only to sites that are fully encrypted, and avoid using any mobile apps that require personal or financial information. And don't just assume a Wi-Fi hotspot is secure either. Most don't encrypt the information you send over the internet and aren't secure. In fact, if a network doesn't require a WPA or WPA2 password, it's probably not secure, and your personal information, private documents, contacts, family photos, and even your login credentials, your username and password, for any site you enter could be up for grabs. How to tell if a website is encrypted? To determine if a website is encrypted, look for HTTPS at the start of the web address. The S is for secure. Some websites use encryption only on the sign-in page, but if any part of your session isn't encrypted, your entire account could be vulnerable. Look for HTTPS on every page you visit, not just when you sign in. Tips for using Wi-Fi securely. Log in or send personal information only to websites you know are fully encrypted. If you find yourself on an unencrypted page, log out right away. Don't stay permanently signed in to an account. When you've finished using an account, log out. Do not use the same password on different websites. It could give someone who gains access to one of your accounts access to many of your accounts. For more control over when and how your device uses public Wi-Fi, consider changing your settings so your device doesn't connect automatically.